Shaul Proverb 31. The Devarim, the words of Lemuel Melech, of King Lemuel, the Masa, the burden, the oracle, which Imo, which his mother taught him. Ma Beri, what my son? Ve Ma Bar Bitani, and what son of my womb? Ve Me Bar Nedorai, and what son of my vows? Give not unto Nashim, give not unto the women thy Kelecha, thy wealth, nor thy drachim, nor thy paths to that which destroys melechim, which destroys kings. It is not for melechim, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for melechim to drink yain. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for rulers to crave shekar. Shekar, to crave liquor. Lest they drink and forget the decree and pervert the justice of the Bnei Oni, the sons of oppression, the sons of poverty. Give shekar, give liquor to him that is ready to perish, and yain, and wine, unto those that be more nafesh, those who are bitter of soul. He will drink and he will forget his poverty and remember his amal. He will remember his misery no more. Bedak bika, open thy mouth for the ilaim, the mute, in the cause of all such as are bnei kaluf, the sons of destitution. Bitak pika, open thy mouth and judge zarek, judge righteousness, and plead the cause of the oni, of the afflicted, and the evyon, and the needy. A shet kail, a woman of valor, is an excellent wife. Who can find one? For her worth is far above penanim, above rubies. Halev Baol, the heart of her husband, doth securely trust in her, so that he shall have no gain. She will do him tov velo ra, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks zemer ul fishtim, she seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her palms. She is like the oniyot soker, like the merchant ships. She brings her lechem, her food, her bread from afar. She rises also while it is yet laila, it is yet night, and she provides food to her bait, to her house, and a kok, a portion to her na'arot, to her servant girls. She considers a sadeh, a field, and she goes and buys it with the fruit of her kapia, her palms. She plants a karem, a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her zeraot, her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is tov, it is good. Her ner, her light, does not go out belaila, in the night. She layeth her yadagim to the spindle, her hands to the spindle, her fingers lay hold to the staff. She extends her kapa, her palms, to the oni, to the poor. Indeed, she reaches forth her yadagim, her hands, le evyon, even to the needy. She is not afraid of the shaleg, of the snow, for her bait, for her house. No, for all her bait are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself morvadim sheish, coverings of tapestry. Her levush, her garment, is sheish ve orgamin, fine linen and purple. Her Baal, her husband, is known in the She'arim, there in the gates where he sits among the Zikne Eretz, the elders of the land. She makes sadin, she makes fine garments and sells them, and delivers kagor, sashes, girdles, unto the Kina'ani, unto the merchant. Oz vehador, strength and dignity are her garments, and her tishkak, her laughter, is toward the Yom Akron, the coming day in the future. Peha patecha ve kokma, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her lashon, on her tongue, is the Torat Chesed, the teaching of kindness. She watches well over the halekot, the goings-on of her baits, of her house, and she eats not the lechem etzlut, the bread of idleness. Her banim, her children, rise up, and they call her blessed, her Baal, her husband also, and ye halelah. He praises her. Rabot banot, many daughters, asu kail. Many daughters have done virtuously, but at alit al kulana. But you ascend, you excel them all. Chen, charm is sheker, it's deceitful. Ve yofi, and beauty, it's fleeting, but an isha, yirat Yehovah, a woman fearing Yehovah, she shall be praised. Give her of the peri, of the fruit of her yadagim, give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own ma'asim, her own works, praise her in the she'arim. Let her works praise her in the gates. And I, Reggie Lisenby, dedicate this to my Kail, my woman of valor, Crystal Faith McNeely Lisenby.